This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's love, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Mike McGivern, alongside the athletic director at Muskego. He's Ryan McMillan. Ryan, how you been?
Great. How you been?
It's a good week.
It's a great week.
Football team gets a win.
They got a win. It was a hard-fought one, but you got to tip your hat to McGuanago.
They're tough.
They did a great job with their game plan, too, limiting possessions, stressing our defense in different ways that we haven't seen yet this year. I think it's a good growth opportunity for our kids. But I tell you what, Coach Ganavak, we'll have him back in here when the playoffs get rocking and rolling. And
boy, I've asked him a couple of times. I want him in here.
Yeah.
And couldn't have not been able to pull the trigger. He's got stuff going on Saturday, but want him here. You know what? He's doing a really nice job, and I think McGuanago is back. I watched him against Catholic Memorial. They may have had a down year or two. They're back, and he's a tough guy, and their kids are tough. And yeah, I agree.
They're aligned over there. You know, Coach Ganavak is lockstep with Andy Trudell, the AD over there, who's one of the best out there. And I think it goes right up to their superintendent, who's a big athletics guy too. So, you know, they got some stars aligned over there, and they're serious about what they do. So it's going to be fun. I don't see McGuanago going anywhere. It's good for Muskego because they're close.
And the community loves it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you play at McGuanago. They're all coming out.
Yep.
And they support that program in a big way, and they've done that for a long time out in McGuanago. I'm a big fan of that school district.
Yeah, it's a good place.
My daughter-in-law teaches at one of the schools out there. I should know this, but I don't. Like third graders, second graders. I should know that as well, but I don't. Look, but I know Rod Crew hit 311 his last year with the Minnesota Twins.
That's good
which
stuff.
Which is just ridiculous stuff that I know. Hey, you know what's cool is when we have a head coach and four seniors. They're all seniors, right?
You bet.
Four senior leaders, and none of them look tired. They had a football game last night. Why aren't they looking tired?
They're wearing letter jackets. This is awesome.
Yeah, I know
this stuff. The letter jacket's gone out of style, and these guys are bringing it back.
They didn't have to play all that much, I don't think, last night. The head football coach at New Berlin West, and if you listen to this show at all the last 10 years, you know that I'm a big fan of his. He's one of the good guys in this game of high school football. Ben Chosick, how you been?
Doing great. Thanks for having us
today.
Yeah,
it's good to see you again.
Good to be back.
Yeah, man, 6-1.
You know what? These kids are doing a great job. It's been a lot of fun to coach. They're quite a group. They're something else.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking. We're going to have these guys on microphone probably the third segment, and we'll do it throughout the show. And I'm looking forward to getting a chance to meet these guys. Coach, did you know going into this year that you guys had a chance to be a pretty good football team?
You know, we felt like we had some pieces in place, that if it came together the right way, that we could be really competitive. And, you know, every week we've gotten better. Overcame some challenges early in the year with injuries and different things, and it's just fun to watch them grow every week because they've just gotten better and better as the season's got along.
Boy, that's I think that's a good sign of a really good football coach and program. And Ryan, I'm going to go to you on this one. As a basketball coach, I always paid special attention to teams that were playing better in the second half of the season because I always thought, okay, they're well coached. Teams that come out on fire and kind of like, you know, fall off the cliff, I think, boy, they put everything they had in and they didn't hold anything back, and maybe they're practicing too hard. I love the fact that you said, look, our best football is probably still ahead of us.
Absolutely, and you notice it with teams that install new schematic systems, whatever the sport is. They got a bunch of new stuff early on and people really don't know what it is, but then as the season goes, you can tell the coaching. Are they making little adjustments? Is he maximizing his personnel, which it sounds like he's gotten to a point to have their little tweaks, and they're going to have a good one, a good run coming.
So, man,
it's October. Here we go.
You know, it's getting fun. Hey, last night we on my Friday Night Scoreboard show, sitting in with me, we had two Hall of Fame guys, Jeff Kavanaugh and Kerry Vinay. All right, they won a state championship at Cudahy. They've been coaching a long time. And we talked about this time of year as coaches, and I'm going to talk to both of you guys. Do you even start looking at okay, who might be, where are we going to be? The seating meeting is coming up in 2 weeks. If we take care of our business, what I'm going to go in and say what we deserve? I mean, when do you start putting kind of a game plan together for the playoffs?
Well, I think for us, we start thinking about it, at least as far as where we could end up or things like that. But we don't spend a lot of time with it at this point, maybe right. In a couple of weeks. Certainly, we're aware in our area of who's in the running.
Right.
We focus more on ourselves and what we want to have prepared at that time of year because we're lucky enough to be in the position that we know we're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, it's a great place to be.
It's really exciting, you know, to be able to look 3 weeks ahead and say, what do we want to have ready as a team for ourselves when we get to that point?
Ryan, how about you when you were coaching this time of year? Did you look, and I know it's hard for me to ask him these questions with four of his seniors sitting here listening, where, look, if they weren't here and it was just us boys talking, he might say, man, are you kidding me? I've done this, 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 and this. He doesn't want them looking anything other than, you know, how pretty the girls are taking homecoming tonight and then get back to football. You know, probably tomorrow, maybe more like Monday. But where were you at when you were you still coaching?
So for us, we were a little unique because we knew we kind of had to win to have a shot in any seating meeting that we went into just because of where we were and where we were playing. And I think the Woodland had a little bit of that chip on their shoulder as well. So it's just take care of our business, have the best record we possibly can, and let the chips fall where they may. But I'll be honest with you, we had an assistant that would dive into some things, and I'd let him go have fun with it. I really didn't pay attention to it. I mean, if I wanted an update, I kind of asked him. He said, here's where we're thinking, coach. I said, all right, well, we got to win, otherwise we're going to be at the 8 seed, so
right?
Keep going here.
and not only that, you kind of know the area WI is going to keep you in, right? I mean, this is a hotbed here, so you're going to be kept probably – in this area, correct? You're not going anywhere for the level one or two.
Yeah, you know, we've gone two different directions the last few years. One was a little bit north, you know, as far north as maybe Plymouth, and then we've also been kind of towards Madison with some of those schools. So we have a general, pretty good idea of who's going to be in our area, and there's a lot of good Division III football teams in the Milwaukee area.
Loaded.
And so, you know, as Coach said, we really think the key is come in with the best record you can to get the best seed that you can, and then the chips are going to fall where they fall after that.
Right.
So if we don't take care of our business, you know, we're going to end up playing somebody really, really good early. So
yeah,
really focus on that.
Well, and we're going to have that conversation with these four kids. I will, and I'm sure you guys will as well, that now is not to say, okay, because now you're kind of you're getting hunted a little bit. You know, New Berlin West, for a long time, you guys were the hunters. You were going after some of these teams at the top, the Ikes and the Greendales, and okay, you're now up there with them. So the teams you're playing last couple of weeks are going, okay, we need to take, all of a sudden we need to take West a little seriously. Let's break down a little more film. Let's spend a little more time on the practice field. And I want to make sure that these guys understand that you know, there's some responsibility that they have to this program, to the school, and to this community, New Berlin West, to take that seriously.
Yeah, you know, we do actually talk about that more than maybe some other places, I don't know, because this senior group is pretty unique. We talked about the other day, they're the first senior group that New Berlin West qualified for the playoffs all 4 years that they've been here.
Really?
Which is a pretty unique thing in the Milwaukee area with some of the top programs.
They should be proud of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really proud. Did off-season for these guys, you find that this is a senior-led team, correct?
Absolutely.
And they're leading by example? Are they getting kids in the weight room and in the off-season, the sweat equity that it takes to maintain a program?
Absolutely.
They've done that?
Yeah, we've got we ask them to do two things, either get out for another sport or be in the weight room. And all of our seniors are multiple sport athletes, and they're all leaders in the weight room, which has been outstanding because we can point to them for the young guys and say, look where they were and look where they are now.
Yeah, that's important. How healthy is the New Berlin West program overall right now?
We're really healthy overall. We've got good numbers, and We've got really great culture right now with the kids, as you mentioned, kind of leading each other, and that's what we think is really important.
How many kids in the program?
About 70.
That's a good number.
It is.
For Berlin West.
Yeah, we can field three teams, which for a Division III program is sometimes challenging. You know, we've got about one out of five boys playing football right now at our school, which, again, in today's day and age is a pretty good number.
Yeah, it's a really good number. Hey, I'm going to run down today's show. We're going to be joined by four of the New Berlin West seniors throughout the show. At 10:55, I'm going to talk to Matt McQuestion. If you've been listening to my two earlier shows, there's a fundraiser going on today out in Heartland at Nixon Park. Emma is, and I'm looking at this picture again of Emma, and she's an eight-year-old Heartland second grader who's been diagnosed with a very rare brain tumor. And they're going to raise money for her family, and it's important. From 3 to 10 today at Nixon Park out, and we're going to talk to Matt McQuestion. He is part of the Lake Country Chiefs junior football program. We want to talk to him about this and this young girl. You can look her up on Facebook. It's Emma Loves Dogs and the number 7. One word, Emma Loves Dogs, number 7. So we'll talk to Matt at 10:55. At 11:15, Bob Chapman is coming in. I'm getting involved with this golf outing coming up for Matthew Rittner, who is the police officer who got shot. His wife, Caroline Rittner, just had a baby. And we're doing a fundraiser at Western Lakes with Dwayne Mosley, and it's a kind of a cool idea in what they're doing to raise money for her, so we're going to talk to her as well. But throughout the show, we're talking New Berlin West football. Guys, before we get to a break, I got to tell you one quick story. Last night, one of our sideline reporters was at a game. I'll tell you during the break what game it was, by the way. And he called in. He said, hey, on the air, he said, look, I've never heard this before, but kid from one school, you know, on the field, made a good, strong tackle, and the referee, sideline ref, said to the kid, hey, you guys are hitting too hard. You need to turn the intensity down.
That's a new one for me. I haven't heard that one before.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Varsity football. You want me to read that again? You guys are hitting too hard. You need to turn the intensity down. Now, this guy called in and said, I can't believe that I just heard this. And I said, are you sure? He goes, hold on. Three other people there. He said, did you guys hear that? One was a reporter. He goes, oh, my God, I can't believe I just heard that. And two other people that were just standing on the sidelines said, well, that's a first. Never heard a referee tell a kid you're.
You know, the hard part with that is you tell kids to turn the intensity down, which to me means slow down. And when you play fast, you don't get hurt. But when you start being hesitant or trying to choke the motor, if you will,
yeah,
that's when kids' knees start popping and ligaments go and you get put in bad positions. And
right.
That's a little bit unfortunate from that standpoint because everything that coaches tell kids is play fast, 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 fast. And if we're all playing fast, no one's getting hurt.
Right.
But as soon as we hesitate, that's when someone's going to get rolled up on because other people are playing fast.
I sent this to a retired football official. Haven't heard back from him, but I said, is this a one-off that this young official just happened to say, or is this something that officials are saying nowadays? And I haven't heard back from him. I did have the sideline guy go up to this crew at halftime, and I should have had him go up to the individual guy. But he said, hey, I just want to make sure, did I hear this correctly? They said, no, nobody ever said anything like that. But four other people on the sideline heard it. So, hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Jim Gaulke from Wendy's is joining us. By the way, your boys are going to be happy about this if they're Wendy's fans. And Wendy's a big sponsor with this thing. They're going to get some free food from this thing. And they're not right now where he's bringing it in, but they're getting free combo meals that I'm going to give to you and you're going to give to them. But we're going to talk to Jim Gaulke, who's going to come in and sit with us for a segment or two and talk about Wendy's and how they love giving back to the community. And we'll do that on the other side of the break. Our special guest, talking New Berlin West football throughout the day today. And Ben Chosick, who's the head coach at New Berlin West. How long have you been there, by the way?
This is fourth year.
Fourth year at New Berlin West. I figured it'd take you 3 years to turn it around. Huh? What did it take you? Year? 2 years?
We got good players.
You got good players, good staff. Man, him and I are twins. No, we're not. You know what? I'd be going, yeah, where's my, you should be giving me those free combo meals. We'll get to Jim on the other side of the break and continue our conversation. Ryan McMillan, AD at Muskego, is my co-host. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Ryan McMillan, the athletic director at Muskego, head football coach at New Berlin West, Ben Chosick, along with four of his players. We're going to get to them, two of them in the next segment. Also joined by the district manager of Wendy's, Jim Galkey. I've known Jim a long time. Jim, how you been?
Good.
Man, it's good to see you.
Same to you, sir.
Yeah, everything's good?
Everything's great.
Man, we really appreciate the sponsorship that you guys do for all of my high school stuff. And I know how important it is to be involved in the community. Wendy's believes in that quite a bit.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime we can help the kids in any way we can, that's what we're all about.
Well, and you sponsor the coaches that come in. So Ben's all happy because the Sheila gives us some free combo meals that I pass along to the coach. Now, Ryan and I have been doing this for 2 years. Do you think one time a coach would say, hey, boys, I'll take you guys out to lunch today. Let's go to Wendy's. They never invite me and Ryan. They bring it home to their families. They give it to their staff. For the most part, they slide some of the boys that are here some free food from Wendy's. And these kids from New Berlin West, pretty excited that you're here, man. They're feeling like they might get some Wendy's food.
No problem. We got you.
That's awesome. Hey, Ben, when you took over at New Berlin West, did you have an idea that this journey that you were going to be on, when you came in with these guys, mm-hmm. So you knew this freshman class, right? When you got there, you said, okay, this is the class that I'm going to be growing this with. Did you have any idea how hard it was going to be to get to where you guys are now?
Well, we knew that it was going to be a challenge because there's some really good teams in the Woodland West, you know, with Greendale and Eisenhower and Pewaukee. And Wisco joining us at that time. So we knew there were some really good teams. But we also felt like they were schools that were similar to us so that if we, you know, put the time in and did things the right way, we'd have an opportunity to compete. And that was always our goal.
Well, and you certainly are doing that now. That you're right. That this side of the Woodland is look, I'll just say it. It's better right now than the other side. It's Eisenhower and New Berlin West and Greendale and Pewaukee, who's really good. You know, I saw them up close and personal against Greendale on Thursday Night Lights a couple weeks ago. Wisconsin Lutheran, that is scary,
absolutely,
right? Pius and West Dallas Central both down a little bit this year. And so the back end of that conference, but the top half from Wisconsin Lutheran on, and all really well-coached teams. When you're talking about guys, you know, that have been coaching for a while, a guy like Stoltz and certainly Matt Kern's doing a good job, and you and certainly Frisky at Pewaukee and the coach at Wisconsin Lutheran. It's a lot of good coaches in this conference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of had a run there. If you look at our schedule, we had to play all four of them in a row. And we won two of them in double overtime.
Right.
And one of them by five. So we were, you know, 4-1, 5-1 in the year and could have easily been completely the opposite. And so there's some really good teams and a really good competition in our league.
You got some kids that don't mind playing in those double overtime games. Obviously, they're making good decisions, right?
Absolutely.
And getting a win. I've got to believe that, you know, how that locker room is after wins like that, it's got to be incredible.
Yeah, you know, they're a very resilient group. You know, when you talked about how long would it take to put this together, we were just talking in the other room. You know, this group didn't have a lot of success growing up. And it wasn't until the last couple of years that they've really kind of figured out how to be successful.
Ryan, it's hard. I think it's one of the most difficult things to do is to teach a team and kids how to win. You know what? You can compete. Losing's really easy, man. It's easy. But if you can teach them to finish, and I'll never forget a story. Jake Walter was coaching at Tosa East, and they hadn't won a game in a while. And they were up by 12 with 6 minutes to go, and the kids started looking at the clock. And he said, look, I'll watch the clock. You play football until I tell you to stop. That's what the deal is. And they gave that game away, and they lost it. And it's just hard to teach kids how to finish. And once they figure it out, like these guys, they've won two games in double overtime this year. They've figured something out.
You get comfortable in the moment. I mean, it's about living and staying in the moment. And once you continue to get in those moments and you got a strong belief in each other, I think team continuity, staff continuity goes a long way in those situations. And when you build that culture should get you through those tough moments. And again, you got to get to the moment, though, and it takes a little bit to get there. But once you continually get there, then you can survive. And then winning breeds winning.
It does breed winning. Jim Gaulke, you played at high-level basketball. You played at Marquette University, right?
Yes, I did.
You played for Al?
Yep.
Played for Al McGuire. So you understand when we talk about this stuff about trying to teach teams and kids how to win, how to continue to play for each other, how to, you know, you got to make sure you trust the guy next to you. There's a whole love thing that we can talk about as well. And I think teams that are most successful, those are the boxes you got to check off. If you have two of those boxes done, I don't know how far you can go. But when you have them all checked, you get a chance to do some damage. And you've been around youth and high school sports for a long time. These kids, when they figure it out, man, it's fun to watch.
It's all about teamwork. That's what Al preached. When you play defense, it was all about all five guys on the floor, and you're busting your butt.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is. And you did it as a team.
And you did it because, well, Al was scary sometimes, but you did it because you wanted to play in time. But you also did it because you wanted to be part of this team, and you didn't want, look, if I'm going to play defense, I want the guy next to me playing as well, and then I want to help him, and he's going to help me type stuff. That's the part of me retiring from coaching basketball that I'm going to miss the most. You know, that kind of stuff of, you know, what this kid's playing harder because he wants this kid to look good. And the kids at New Berlin West now, this senior class has figured it out. Who's the leader on this group? Normally it's the quarterback. Is the quarterback a good leader on this? I'm going to get a chance to meet him, right?
I don't know.
He's smiling over
there.
Is
Jake a good leader over there? Yeah, Jake is definitely one of our leaders. If you watch our practices and our games and you're looking for that enthusiastic kind of, you know, getting after type of guy all the time, picking other people up, that's Jake. And he's definitely one of our leaders for sure.
What other sport does he play?
Jake is in track.
He is.
He's a sprinter.
It's good to have a quarterback that's a sprinter, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's having a good year. I looked at the stats for sure. Hey, can we talk, before we get to a break, can we talk a little bit about the staff you have over at New Berlin West?
Sure can. We're really lucky. We've got, you know, I joke with them all the time, about 2,000 years of experience. I was lucky enough to bring in, or we were lucky enough to bring in a couple guys that were former head coaches. Ben Veit, who's been in the area for a long time,
yep.
Calls our offense. And then we have a guy named Mike Ladwig, who's coached all over the place, Europe and all over Wisconsin, just a great experience. And then got really lucky a couple of years ago. Cody Smith was a defensive coordinator at Whitnall a couple of years ago.
Sure.
And they were real strong. Took a teaching position at our school.
Hello.
And, you know, that never hurts to get another strong coach like that. And, you know, when we talked about the training and things like that, those guys are also multiple sport coaches and are involved with our guys in a lot of ways. And so it's really been unbelievable.
Boy, things are rolling a little bit at New Berlin West. I'm a big fan of your basketball coach.
Yeah.
I think Scott is – I think that was the right pick, and I think he's gonna have a lot of success with the New Berlin West basketball program. And I think things are rolling over there at this point. I know when I was at Dominican, Ben, just so you know, when I was at Dominican, they hadn't done much for a long time in basketball, and we started getting better, and Joe Cook came in as a football coach to a football program that didn't score a point a whole year. He didn't score a point. And then he came in, and two or three years later, they won a state championship. And then we won a state championship in basketball. And I gave him a lot of the credit because, you know what? He taught the school how to win. And he taught the school how to finish and how, you know what, get in the weight room and all of that. And because of the success of the football program, I think the basketball program fed off that. And as you talked about, you know, success breeds success. And I gave Cook a lot of credit. Plus, he came to a school that, again, didn't score a point, and they hired him. And then after he won a state, then Oak Creek took him away from us. But you know what? That happens. But I think that, you know, you have your when you're winning games like this, it's going to move over to other sports in the school.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at our fall sports for the males in general right now, our soccer team is state ranked. You know, we're having a good season. That our track had a good spring last year, had state qualifiers, and a lot of those kids are involved in all of it. And that certainly carries over from one to the next.
You know what? And I want these seniors that we're going to talk about to know that that class and these guys started something pretty cool at New Berlin West. And whether it's 2, 3, 4 years from now, when you get up, and maybe it's this year, but this is going to, they're going to come back. The freshmen, when they're seniors and they're going to come back and watch them play, those freshmen are going to go, look, I want to be you. When I was in seventh grade, I was watching you play quarterback. You're the guy. Like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And they're going to get that feel like, man, that we started something really good at New Berlin West. Hey, let's get to a break. I'm going to ask Jim Gahlke to stay. Can you stay another segment?
Sure can.
I want you to meet these kids from New Berlin West and want to talk a little bit about Wendy's and why they get involved in the community. And I want to thank them again for boy, they've been with me for years, guys. And I really appreciate the stuff. In fact, last year, and we won a state championship in basketball. You knew who fed us our pregame meals? Wendy's, Perkins, Chili, right?
Yes, sir.
And, oh, it was, I'm sorry. There was the fourth. Oh, Sheila's going to kill me. There was four. Anyway.
Don't say it. Sheila's going to get you.
Sheila's going to. She will kill me. The Italian place, Jim. Fazoli's. There it is. Thank you, Jeff. Fazoli's. I came up with that, not Jeff. But that's who fed us our pregame meals. And I didn't know. We didn't know what to do. We're doing subs. And I went and sat with Sheila and the people over at their corporate office and said, can you make recommendations? And they said, yeah, we can. And so every game, we had a pregame meal from them and won a state championship. So you might want to think about that, boys. Think about that. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, joined by the district manager for Wendy's. He's Jim Gahlke. Jim, it's like I said last segment, it's really good to see you again. Business is good.
Business is good. Everything's going well.
Yeah. There is a, if you're a 18-year-old or younger athlete and you walk into a Wendy's with your uniform on, you get a free Frosty, right?
Absolutely. They work so hard, so the least we can do is give back to them.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, I look older than 18, don't I? No, not at all. What are you laughing at over there, quarterback boy? You be quiet. We are joined by two football players from New Berlin West making some good things happen. Luke Lehman, tight end and linebacker,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah, what do you like playing better?
I love defense.
So you like hitting people?
Yeah.
You got that crazy thing going? You like just like nailing people? Or
yeah, sacking the quarterback.
That's your, yeah, but you don't mind catching the ball every once in a while, right?
Yeah, yeah. Offense, I block a lot.
It gives you a chance to block. Your quarterback needs to throw you the ball a little bit more,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll talk to him. Jake, how do you pronounce your last name?
Winicky.
Jake Winicky, quarterback and defensive back?
Well, I did play defensive back, but we had some injuries, so I got moved to like outside linebacker.
So you go both ways?
Yeah, yeah.
You like playing quarterback better?
I don't know. I like hitting people too, but quarterback's pretty fun.
You know, that's a weird combination, quarterback and linebacker.
Yeah.
You know, you see quarterback and defensive back a little bit, quarterback and safety a little bit, but you got to come up and play some linebacker. Have you always played quarterback growing up?
No, actually, I didn't play quarterback. Actually, Eisenhower's quarterback played at West growing up. He was our quarterback until like eighth grade.
Really?
Yeah, so I never played quarterback.
Is he a senior?
He's a junior. He played up in our grade.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you guys know him?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not happy that he's at Eisenhower, I'm sure, but we don't need to talk about it. We'll talk about that during the break. How is that one?
All right.
Jake, did you know coming into this year with this class of yours that you guys had a chance to do some good things?
Well, I think it really comes down to like our preparation in the off season, and then we knew that with our coaching and with our love for each other as like a senior class and – just as a team in general, we knew that we had the potential to do some good things, I think.
Boy, you know what? And I love that because you guys realize off-season is where you guys are made. You know, it you can be really good in the during the season, but if you guys come together in the off-season, you get a chance to do some really great things. Luke, did you play in the New Berlin West youth program?
Yep, I've played since fourth grade.
So you've played with these guys for a long time.
Yeah, we've all been together for
Years.
Seasons, yeah.
Boy, so this is to be 6-1 at this point, you got to feel pretty good. Got a lot of football to be played, and you want to, you know, you'd like to be able to get up to Madison and take care of business all the way through with these guys that you've been playing. When coach said, look, they didn't have a lot of success early on, so the success part is kind of new for you guys?
Yeah, we in youth weren't super good. At our eighth grade season, we won probably one game. So coming into the freshman year, we didn't know what to expect, but with Chosik for all 4 years, we've just been able to get it done.
Have you played varsity? Did you play varsity just last year and this year, or did you start on varsity earlier?
Yeah, just last year and this year.
Okay, how about you?
Yeah, just these past 2 years.
So do you remember your first varsity game, your junior year?
I
don't need to know who it was, but do you remember the speed and the lights and the band and the cheerleaders? That, I mean, all of that, all the stuff that surround varsity football, do you remember that?
Yeah, the nerves and the butterflies right before the game, yeah.
You guys are bigger, faster, stronger, you know, and now that's you. You know, now there's kids that are sophomores, juniors. When they're playing varsity for the first time, they got to go against you, and they're thinking, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. This is a whole different level. Do you still get the nerves that you did back then?
Not really. When we play a big game against an opponent, like a rival or something, you get a little nervous, but when the kickoff happens, you just play, you know.
Do I even have to ask who, like, when the schedule comes out, who you circle first? I don't have to ask that, right?
No.
No. How about second? Is Greendale the second one?
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah? You're shaking you're shaking your head. This, you know, this conference you guys are in, again, the other side maybe not as talented. Whitnall's pretty good, man. Whitnall's pretty good. But when you have Eisenhower and Greendale and Pewaukee and Wisconsin Lutheran on your side, in order to do well, you have to get through some really difficult competition. When you guys started this journey this year, and if you look at your schedule, as Coach said, there's been some cliffhangers. Jake, when you're in the huddle, and that's your huddle, right? You own that huddle, and you're in these kind of games. Are you calm and cool, or are you talking to these boys like, come on, let's get this thing done? Or is your heart racing a little bit?
I mean, of course my heart's racing, but I just tell the team, I'm like, we're going down here, we're going to score. Like, we know that with our play calling and with the guys we have, if we do what we need to do, we're going to score every time.
So. Are you guys run the ball a lot, throw the ball? You run it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at your stats. You're not Air Canada, and you're not throwing the ball all over the place.
No.
But you get to run it a lot, right?
Yeah.
The back-to-back games against Wisconsin Lutheran 37-36, and then New Berlin Eisenhower 17-16, and then Pewaukee 14-9, all really close games. I think what that does for you, and I'm going to talk to you about this, Luke, is the next time you get in that position, you're going to be like, man, we've done this. We've done it three times. You know, we've had really close games that we've come out on top, so let's just take care of our business.
Yeah, stopping two-point conversions to win the game by 1 point, two games in a row, and then you just hug your defensive coordinator right after the game. That feeling, you just know what you're playing for.
Did you make either of the tackles? Were you in on either one
of
them?
I wasn't. No,
it
I
went
wasn't
the
like
other way? Yeah. How about you? They go the other way from you, too?
Yeah, they ran the opposite way.
Yeah, they ran the opposite way.
Hey, talk about, Luke, talk about this team as far as, you know, Ben, Coach Chosik said, look, it's senior late. This is a senior-led team. Mostly seniors playing next year?
We have a lot of young guys and seniors.
Okay.
But we're all just so tight-knit. I mean.
Do you guys understand the importance of leading those guys? And when you have youth night, do you guys understand the importance? Because you were those guys, right? When you were in fifth grade, you were going to a varsity game going, man, I want to do that. Yeah?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And now these kids are looking up to you guys. So when you're walking through the neighborhood, these kids, you don't even know it. They're pointing, going, you know who that is? I know. I'm going to be the quarterback like he is. So the responsibility that you have as good, strong student athletes, you understand that, right?
Yeah, I think we do.
You have to.
Yeah.
You stay out of trouble, right? It's homecoming night. Don't go to Wendy's. Don't be going anywhere. Don't be doing anything crazy. Jim, are you guys open late tonight for these kids?
We're open late.
Yeah, but just, you know what? Then go straight home. Don't, you know, I'm going to tell you this because I've been around this game a long time, around high school athletics a long time. You guys are in a good spot in a good role. Don't screw it up by making any mistakes on a night like tonight, yes? You guys promise me that?
Promise.
You promise me that? All right, that's important. Hey, when you were back in high school, where did you go, Jim?
We went to a place called Around the Lakes.
No, where did you go to high school?
Waukesha North.
So you're a Waukesha North kid. And you remember the homecoming night and all that stuff. I know that football coaches always said to me as a basketball coach, why don't you take homecoming week? You know what? There's too many distractions. You basketball coaches got it easy. You don't have to deal with all this stuff. Well, they took care of business on their football, on the game last night. That's the most important part. Now they get to go and hang out. By the way, you guys got dates tonight? Or?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, what are their names?
Sophia Will.
Lauren Bennett.
Well, you guys on the couch laughing. I'm going to ask you your dates' names, too. But they're over there giggling a little bit. Which one has got the cuter? No, we'll talk about that later. I'm not saying nothing. Do you have dinner first? Do you have dinner after? What's the plan?
We're actually going to dinner together, I think.
Yeah?
One other player. So.
Excellent. Where are you guys going? Do you know yet?
Bravo's?
Yeah, I think we're going to Bravo.
Oh, man. They're going big time. That's good. I think we did like a pizza or something back in the day. What'd you guys do, Jim?
We did the same thing as you did, Mike. Pizza.
Yeah, that was, you know, I went to Mesmer, man. We didn't have any money. We ended up going to, in fact, I think one year I didn't even go. I ended up going to Florida or something like that instead. So, Jim Gawky, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much we appreciate your partnership and your sponsorship and what Sheila does for this show and for me and for the coaches and for high school athletics in this area. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Wendy's and everything you guys do.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate everything you do, like your coaching and everything you've done to help the youth athletes. That's just important to us, and it's something we can continue to grow on.
Excellent. Any specials going on? What do you guys got new at Wendy's right now? Anything?
Spicy nuggets.
Yeah, those are good. You guys brought some of those in. You know, Sheila brought some in, and those spicy nuggets, they're not too hot, but they got a nice little kick to them.
Absolutely.
Jim, it's good to see you.
Same to you.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to bring up Joey and Derek, and we're going to talk a little with these seniors. Hey, guys, at the end, I want you to think about this. You've got a lot of football to be played yet, but your favorite memory of being part of New Berlin West football doesn't have to be on the field. Could be at, you know, the locker room. It could be on a bus ride, whatever. Your favorite memory of playing football, and we'll get to that near the end of the show, but I want you to give that some thought. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save Stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save Stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Ryan McMillan, AD at Muskego. Boy, Jim Gawky from Wendy's, they mean a lot to what we do here, and they're a big fan of this radio station and give back to the community. I like having guys like that join us.
Absolutely. They got a great appreciation for youth sports and what that does in building productive society members. And you can hear it in his voice, and you know Sheila behind the scenes is working her tail off. And, yeah, it's good for all of us.
She's a big fan of yours.
Likewise. She does good things over there, and she helps out the community, and she gives back, and we appreciate those types of businesses.
See the smile on some of these boys' faces when we gave them some combo meals from
Absolutely.
Wendy's. We are now joined two more football players at New Berlin West. Derek Ryan. Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, good. How'd you play last night?
I think I played pretty well. Got a pick, so I'm pretty happy about that.
There you go. Did you take it back? Or?
No, I got hit right away.
That's all right. No problem there. Joey D'Amato, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. How'd you play?
I thought I played pretty good last night. Offensive line, defensive line isn't really glorious, but I thought I played pretty well.
It is for guys like me. I love you big hogs, man. That's perfect for me. Pius is down a little bit this year. So in West Dallas Central's down a little bit. So coming off those three games in a row that you had, it's nice to get a little bit of a break, right?
Yeah, for the most part. But you got to keep in the same respect as the other teams because you don't want to like lax too much, and then they come and surprise you.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have that done now. You don't want to, you definitely don't want that done. You get Brown Deer next week, and then that crossover game, and you don't know exactly who you're going to get, and you won't know for a bit. Hey, Joey, offensive line, defensive line, you go both ways?
Oh, yeah, I go both ways.
Do you like one side of the ball better than the other?
Offensive line is pretty fun. It's pretty fun just to, you know,
just maul people.
Yeah, yeah, drive someone into the ground. It's pretty fun.
Offensive tackle or guard?
Right now I play offensive guard. I played guard for a while, but last year I played offensive tackle, right tackle. So
yeah, would you prefer to play tackle, guard? It doesn't matter to you.
Doesn't matter, really. Either way is fun.
So especially with the offense you guys like to run, that gives you a chance. You don't have to pass block a whole lot.
Yeah.
You're going downhill, right?
Yeah.
You look at Ryan over there. He's like, man.
I like that.
I like offensive linemen that like hitting people. He had a chance to say, no, I like playing defense better.
That's the first time I've heard a lineman is playing both ways. It says I like the offensive side instead of the defense.
Because I like mauling people.
Right. Yeah,
that's my favorite. Yeah, no doubt. Derek, you're a wide receiver and a strong safety?
Correct.
Yeah? What side of the ball you like better?
I like defense a lot better.
There you go. And you like hitting people, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
And you don't throw it enough, do you? You're open all the time, aren't you? That's what you were telling. No, he didn't tell me.
I don't really play a whole lot of offense. I play mostly defense.
Okay.
We got a good kid ahead of me on offense, so I got to give him his respect. So, focus on defense.
Yeah. You've played in this program for a long time?
Yeah, I started in the sixth grade.
You did. Man, did you have a feeling after last year, going into this year, that you guys had a chance to do something pretty cool?
I think the pieces are falling into place, and I think we were going to put together something pretty special. And it's just a great feeling that knowing that what we did and what we can accomplish in the future.
How are the crowds been? Crowds getting pretty
awesome.
They're awesome.
They're wild. It's great. It's so great.
Is
all
it
the
really?
Chants and everything. We even got a skull chant going like the Vikings.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really cool.
See, that's fun, right? When you were freshman or when you were in the youth program. It's different now, right?
Uh-huh.
As far as all the kids are coming out, the community's behind it. I coached at Martin Luther the last 4 years in basketball. In the first game, they had won 2 games in 3 years. And then we came in the first game that we had over there. We played Milwaukee School of the Arts. I do a high school basketball show. I didn't know they had a team. We had 9 students show up for our first game. Last year, you couldn't get in. It was unbelievable. I'll show you a video of senior night. It was really incredible. And that's what happens. Kids start believing in what you guys are doing, and they want to be a part of it. And, I like that. Hey, when you guys won the back-to-back games in double overtime, Derek, there had to be nothing like that, right?
Oh, it was crazy. Like, it's surreal. Like, that's something you never forget. And, like, it's just crazy, like the initial reaction, and it's like all the emotions take over. Like I even cried a little bit after we beat Ike. It was crazy.
For what that tells me as a coach, how much you've put into this thing. I have no problem with that because look, the emotions of fighting. This is the first time you beat them in a while.
Oh yeah.
First time you beat them in a while, you get it done. Your senior year with your guys that you spent a lot of time with in the weight room in the off season, thinking about that game, and to get it. I like that you care so much about your teammates in the program that you're willing to show a little emotion like that. That feeling for you after you beat them.
Oh, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. It hasn't happened for me since fifth grade to beat Ike, I think, in any sport. So it was really, really something that was awesome. And just seeing all the fans.
You know all those guys?
Oh.
From Ike?
Yeah. You know them all, right?
Yeah.
I know a majority of them.
And you'll see them in the off season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may see them again.
Yeah, we might in the playoffs.
You might see them again.
Yeah.
Nice. Right? Then you can do this to them all day long, right? Hey, before I'm going to keep you guys for a little bit longer, but we're going to get to a break. Before we get to a break, I'll tell you, this event going on today out in Heartland for Emma. I keep reading, keep looking at this picture. I've asked Matt McQuestion. He is with the Junior Chiefs. He's been in studio with me, and I wanted to talk about Team Emma and the fundraiser going on. Matt, how you doing today?
Mike, thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
Boy, this is just pulling at my heartstrings like no other. Matt, I have to tell you, Emma's an 8-year-old second grader out in Heartland who has been diagnosed with a very rare brain tumor. And you know what? At this point, there is no known cure. And so her family trying to enjoy every minute that they have with this young girl, who is a big-time dog lover from what I see and what I'm reading. And there's an event from 3 to 10 today at Nixon Park out in Heartland. And come on out, raising some money for this family. And I've been talking about it on my other shows, Matt, and this is a hard one to keep my composure with because of the picture of her and this little puppy and the things that her and her family are going through. So thank you so much for doing this fundraiser.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Jeff Mertens, her father, is the head coach of our sixth grade red team. And, they're family. They're family to the Chiefs and family to the Arrowhead football community. And, we wanted to do something for the family to help them, offset some of the costs that they've had with Emma's illness. And this kind of came together with just a handful of people here in the last month or so. And we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have a dog show. There'll be a band playing. There'll be food, beer, soda, wine. Just be a great opportunity to come out and help support the family. It'll be a silent auction. We have tons and tons of donations for people to bid on. It's going to be a really, really nice event.
Again, today from 3 to 10, out at Nixon Park. If you can't make it, donations can be sent to BMO Harris Attention Team Emma account. And if you want to see a picture of Emma, go Facebook, go Emma Loves Dogs and the number 7. Emma Loves Dogs the number 7. Nixon Park from 3 to 10 today. Go out. You're going to have some beer, soda. There's some food out there. There's going to be a live band. You can do a little dancing, grab something to eat, and understand that Tammy, her mom, has taken an unpaid leave from work to care for Emma. Jeff balances work with coaching and Emma's care. And, 100% of the donations are going to go directly to Emma and her family. Hey, Matt, I'm going to head out there later on today, and I look forward to seeing you. And thank you so much, you and Dave Volk, for passing this information on to me. And again, Emma Loves Dogs, number 7. This is the least we can do for her and her family.
Mike, thank you so much for your support. We truly, truly appreciate it.
Matt, you're welcome. I look forward to seeing you this afternoon. Again, you can go to Emma Loves Dogs, number 7. And come out to this thing, Nixon Park, 3 to 10 in Heartland. And 100% of the proceeds is going to go help this family that desperately needs our help. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
To hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
Aslam, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fan's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern. What team stood out from the rest? What team took their game to another level on the field, court, or in their community?
Because these are my streets.
Let's find out who is this week's UW Credit Union Team of the Week. UW Credit Union, for secure mobile banking that's easy to use. Join UW Credit Union.
So I did the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week at Pulaski. Boy, they've redone that stadium. It's beautiful.
Yeah, they got some nice NFL grants and things to help them with that.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It's really nice. And I was a little worried for Milwaukee King because Riverside's a really good football team, and their quarterback and their best defensive lineman were suspended.
Okay.
They were suspended because they did something they shouldn't have. They threw a punch, and they got into a fight game before. And I didn't think that they were going to be able to stay with Riverside. And not only did they stay with him, they beat him.
Yep.
And they had a young man who's never played quarterback in his entire life at any level. And they basically went wildcat. And then every once in a while, his ball, he didn't throw a real pretty ball.
Right.
But I'll tell you, he had about a 6'4 sophomore receiver that went up and got a couple of them.
That helps.
And for this week's UW Credit Union, I know Coach Chosik and I, and you had that discussion. Yeah. Milwaukee King, because they now control that city conference and are going to probably win the conference. And Coach Wozniak over there and his staff did a great job. Giving away the UW Marine player of the game at the end there to this young kid, he kind of like you, Derek, he had tears coming down in his eyes because he said, look, I didn't sleep at all last night. I've never played quarterback.
Right.
We put in a whole different offense here the last 2 days. And you know what? And our defense, defense looked really good. Defense played well, and offensively they made just enough plays to hang in there and get a win against the Milwaukee Riverside team. So, Coach Wozniak, if you're listening, Milwaukee King is our UW Credit Union Team of the Week, and I congratulate them. The music you guys heard for that, that's a local band, Homestead High School football coaches, two of them. My son-in-law coached at Homestead, and the name of the band's Tangle Lines. They put that together, and I like promoting these guys because they understand high school football. They won last night, too. They lost the week before, so they weren't in a really good mood last week. That was the other part. Hartford beat them a week ago, and our UW Credit Union Team of the Week was Hartford for beating Homestead, but I had to play the Homestead coach's music to give yeah, that didn't go over well with my son-in-law, not even a little bit. Hey, the other part in this segment that I really like, we talked to our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week, and I got to tell you, when we get a chance to talk to guys, Ryan, that take care of their business in the classroom – and understand the importance of getting good grades. We like talking to these guys. And on the phone from New Berlin West is Chris Louie. Chris, how you doing? Hey, Chris, you there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, congratulations. We're going to name you our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. Defensive back, he's a 3.65 student. Coming back from a broken collarbone. Hey, Chris, congratulations on being such a good student athlete.
Thank you.
So what's your favorite subject? Are you a math kid? Are you a science kid? What are you?
Well, I like science a bit more, so I like anat and phys and like physics and kind of stuff like that.
Oh, good for you. Do you know what's going on with you next year? Are you going on to college?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, your motivation for being such a good student athlete, where did that come from? How do you get motivated to do so well in the classroom?
Well, it's mostly my parents, honestly. They've always like made it so my school always comes first, and they like my dad, he immigrated from China, so
okay.
he had like a tough school. He went to Milwaukee in high school, and he always – that was his ticket out of – and getting, like, a good job.
Sure.
And, like, getting an education. So he's always taught me that lesson, and that's pretty much where I got it from.
I love that. Good for you to know where that came from. Hey, so they were telling me that you came back from a broken collarbone to start every game. How painful was that?
It wasn't as physically painful as it was like emotionally, I guess. I just always wanted to get back as soon as possible, but missing a whole year, it makes me feel like I've been put like back a year behind than everybody else, but it makes me also want to work harder and motivate myself more.
Hey, Chris, have you been part of the New Berlin West program for a long time?
Yeah. Since seventh grade.
So you've played with these guys. You've played football with these guys since you were in seventh grade. Did you know going in, and I've asked these guys this question, did you know going in that you guys had a chance to do something special this year?
Yeah.
From all the time in the weight room or just knowing that these guys got a chance to play well?
Well, I know like all my teammates, especially my friend Jake, I think he's there right now. Actually,
he is. Yep.
He's always he's always motivating me to go to like the weight room and going to the gym, and like whenever I worked out with him, he'd always push me to like my limit. He would not let me take a break.
Good.
And he would just always push me. And it's just the culture with our grade, especially we're always in the gym in the off season, and we just don't take a day off, I guess.
Boy, that's good. Hey, Chris, are you going to homecoming tonight?
No.
No, you're not going?
No. No.
There are a lot of good football on TV tonight. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, this week I'm going to get a hold of you sometime this week, and we will meet at the Pick and Save, probably over in New Berlin, off National, and I'll set that up with you. I'd like to have you invite your family. We'll invite some of your teammates if they want to come out. I've got a beautiful award from your local Pick and Save store for you. We'll get pictures. They'll go up on our website. They'll go up on their Facebook page. So, Chris, congratulations on being this week's Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. That's Chris Louie. Boy, he doesn't want to talk to me too much, man. That didn't surprise you, huh?
He's pretty quiet sometimes. Yeah,
quiet, good football player?
He's pretty good.
Yeah? Didn't mind hitting people? And
no, he lays the wood.
Yeah, he does? That's good. I look forward to meeting him. And, he said, no, I'm not going to homecoming. He had no interest. He had no interest in going tonight.
We tried to get him there, but
he just said no.
He just doesn't want to go.
That's all right. Maybe he doesn't like. Maybe he doesn't want to dance or something, right? Maybe he's studying because he is our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. That's for sure. Hey, have you guys thought about or talked about? And I know we want to just play one game, the one game that's ahead of us. But I got to think when the coaches aren't around, you guys start thinking or at least talking about what comes at the end of the season with playoffs, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. We're talking as seniors mainly. That's what we really want to, because we want to have a great end of the season. And we really talk about how we could be great right now, but how good we can be at the end. And I really think we could be an excellent team at the end, because I think we have a great camaraderie and everything that pulls us together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you want to go as deep into this thing as you can. Yeah. Are you guys both multi-sport athletes?
Oh, yes.
What else do you play?
Baseball also.
Okay.
I'm the captain of the wrestling team.
You are? Yeah? Do you have a good year?
Yeah. So me and my best friend are co-captains this year. So
okay.
We're looking forward to having a good year.
What weight are you going to wrestle?
I wrestle 138.
Are you going to stay there at 138?
I'm not sure. I have a few extra pounds right now, so we'll see what that happens.
Maybe you go up a little bit, right? Is that your favorite sport, you think?
I think it's seasonal, especially with the season we're having this year in football. Right now it's football, but maybe when wrestling happens and everything, what's the plan?
McBill, I love wrestlers that play football and football guys that wrestle.
Absolutely.
And, they like that contact, that being physical, and, you don't want to hurt people, but getting after it a little bit.
Well, just the skill of tackling, specifically on the defensive side. I saw a whole bunch of McGuanago wrestlers running around out there, and they're good tacklers. I mean, it definitely helps the skill of tackling, and I think offensive and defensive line-wise helps with body positioning and hand placement and all those other things that can take for granted.
Yeah. Your mom and dad come to games and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They come all the time. My mom yesterday had a big cut out of my head, and she was like waving all over the place.
What is your mom and dad's name?
Mike and Gene.
You think they're listening right now?
Oh, they definitely are. And my brother's listening too. He's always on the sideline for games too. He's a seventh grader at my school.
Okay.
And so he's always on the sideline for every game. So shout out to Sean.
Shout out to Sean. Is he a wrestler, football player as well?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Do you go to see him play then too?
All the time.
You don't yell at him, do you?
I yell at him sometimes.
Yeah, you yell at him all the time. Come on. Who do you hear in the crowd more, Mike or Gene?
Definitely my dad. My mom tells him to stop talking all the time.
Yeah, my wife and I never sat. My son played college basketball, and I coached him in high school. But in college, we never sat next to each other. She told me I didn't cheer correctly.
Yeah, that's what my mom says too.
Ask Mike. Maybe it's Mike. Maybe it's our name. I'll come to a New Berlin game and sit with Mike. Joey, how about you? Parents listening, you think?
Oh, yeah, for
what are
sure.
What are their names?
Mary and Craig.
Mary and Craig.
Yeah.
Who, do you hear either one in the crowd? Either one's louder?
Probably my dad.
Yeah,
I hear Craig. My dad yawn sometimes.
He gets after a little bit?
After, yeah.
Man, they love coming to watch you play, I would assume.
Yeah, they love it.
Brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have younger brother and younger sister. Actually, my brother's on the sideline with me. He plays football.
So. What grade is he?
He's actually a sophomore right now.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, guys, awesome. I thank you so much, and I'm going to put you back onto the couch, and we've got Bob Chapman here. We're going to talk to Bob a little bit about a fundraiser At Western Lakes coming up, a golf outing for Caroline Rittner that I think is really important for us to talk about. But I want you to think about your favorite memory being part of this. In that last segment, I'm going to kick the coaches out, and the five of us with the four football players, we're going to ask you your favorite memory. I can tell you my kid from Greendale, Martin Luther, first time I did this, he was a baseball player. Asked him his favorite memory playing baseball at Martin Luther, and he said, kid next to him, his name was Dakota. He said, Dakota was pitching, I was catching, and a guy hit one out. It rolled across the street and ended up in the Walmart parking lot. I go, that's your favorite memory? He goes, I've never seen a ball hit that far. It was the greatest memory. Yeah, and he hit it off Dakota, which made me laugh. So, you know, that kind of stuff. And then other guys who, you know, he hit a home run to win a game or scored a touchdown or made a tackle. So give that some thought, and we'll get to that at the end of the show. Thank you very much. Say hi to Mike and Gene and Mary and Craig. And I didn't ask the other guys their mom and dad's name, but I'm going to have to do that because they're probably listening going, hey, what about us? So, guys, thank you. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by our local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Joined by Ben Chosick, the head football coach in New Berlin West, Ryan McMillan, the athletic director, my co-host at Muskego. Ben, thank you for setting up our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. Nice young man.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great kid and great, glad to honor him.
Good kid for, in your program, good ambassador for you and the school and the whole bit. I loved his answer for his motivation was his father. He said, look, my dad, you know, he had to work really hard, and he made sure that he installed that and instilled that in me to make sure that I'm working hard all the time. And when I said, you're going to go to college, he was like, well, yeah, like, yeah, that's what I'm doing because that's what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm taking care of my grades so I can get that done. I'll get his phone number from you, and I'll let you know when we can meet next week, and we'll head over to that Pick and Save in New Berlin on National, I believe, and we'll honor him and his family and give him the beautiful plaque that that comes from your local Pick and Save stores. So, guys, I talked about that event coming up today with our friends out in Heartland and Team Emma, and you know how that's pulling at my heartstrings. Well, let me do another one, because in studio with us right now is Bob Chapman. He's a guy that I go to church with every Sunday, get a chance to sit and talk to. I'm the valet driver, so I need security. And Bob, he has the security at Brookside Baptist Church. I don't really need security. I got a couple of girlfriends that are 75 and over that I park their cars for. And you came up, we talked a while back. Your background, Bob, you're a police officer, right, here in Milwaukee?
Right.
SWAT team guy?
Right.
You were involved heavily in this, and you're still really involved. You're retired, right?
Yeah, I am. The tax squad guys are pretty tight in general, because in the 53 years that the tax squad has been around, there's only been a few hundred members of it.
Right.
You know, once you're there, you're pretty tight. It's much like a football team.
Right.
And
they go to war together. You guys went to war together.
And answer your question before you ask it. Yeah, sometimes we like to hit people.
Yes, you do. Well, you know what? These guys, they thought you were coming in because it's homecoming night, and they want to make sure you're not here to see any of them. You're not here to see these boys in Berlin West, right?
No, I don't want to hear any early calls at Bravo.
No, I don't want to hear any of those early calls at Bravo. So let's get serious for a minute. Matthew Rittner, news this week that the I don't even know what to call the guy, the idiot, whatever, who took his life, Officer Rittner's life, is he's going away forever now.
Right. Right, life without chance of parole.
Life without chance of parole. But you know what? That doesn't bring back, man.
No, it doesn't.
It does not bring, and all he was doing was his job. He was trying to protect our community. And Caroline Rittner, who is his wife, who he left behind, was pregnant and just gave birth to a baby. Do you know her name?
I believe they named her Maddie Jo after Matt.
Maddie Jo.
And now, so, you know, Matt, just to interrupt you, Caroline found out 3 days after Matt was buried that she was pregnant. So it was a very difficult time for the city, the guys on the unit, everybody who's tried to help out with everything, you know, because as fathers, as mothers out there, you plan ahead for one child, which just all of a sudden, guess what? the main breadwinner disappears, and all of a sudden you find out, guess what? We have a second child coming. That changes the dynamics of your finances and everything else 100%. Forever.
And you know what? And we had this conversation. I'm not speaking out of turn, but you know, police officers and the guys that were his brothers are not great at this kind of stuff.
No.
You know, so I said, look, how can I help at all? And you said, yeah, come on, you know, give us some help. Johnsonville's going to donate some product, some brats and Italians. We're going to be able to feed some of these guys on next Monday, October 14th. And this is the first annual. So this is going to be much bigger and better next year. Put this together relatively short, but it's the first annual Matthew Rittner golf outing at Western Lakes Golf Course, and it's speed golf. So now these guys in here are like, what does that mean? You're going to tee off at 4. You're going to be done by 6. You're going to be done at 6. Whoever plays the most holes is going to win this thing. And it is, you get 2 putts. You take 1 practice when you get up and hit it and go. Take off. Is it going to be, you're going to play your own ball, or are you playing together as a group?
You're playing your own ball at this point in time.
Okay.
And, you know, if you look at the, whatever you call it, the lunar calendar or sundown is 6:16 that day.
So you got to get
done. So you got to be done.
And the Packers play that night, I think, right?
Right. So I guess we're going to go upstairs and we're going to watch the Packer game for a little bit. And there's going to be a number of guys from the unit out there, and we're going to have, you know, tax squad T-shirts and challenge coins and things like that if people want, you know, remembrances or help with the fundraising for Carolyn and the family.
Yeah. And look, this is if you want to get one more round of golf, and this isn't serious golf, this is going to be, we're going to have a little bit of fun. I'm going to lose a bunch of golf balls. Dwayne Mosley's going to be there.
Yeah.
And if you've been around Milwaukee for any amount of time. Dwayne was the voice of the Brewers for a while. He's been in the radio business for a while. He is really spearheading this thing, correct?
Right.
You and him?
It was Dwayne's idea. First he said, hey, what if we got people to sponsor me so I could run 18 holes with 2 clubs? It would be over under whether it was 90 minutes or less than 90 or over 90. I'm going, well, I'll just drive the cart.
There you go.
I'm not doing that. No. I'll tell you that. I get tired when I drive the 18 holes. So listen, here's how you can get involved in this. You can call me here at the station. I can do it. Or you can go to this website. It's matt.golfgenius.com. matt.golfgenius.com. And I'll announce this a couple more times throughout the show, but it's at Western Lakes. And I just played there. Our guys played there, a couple of weeks ago. And for people that were at our event, you know, it's a nice course. You want to get one more round in. You know what? Do it this way. What's the cost, by the way?
$50 a person.
$50. Proceeds.
Including, you know, some brats, Italians, a couple of drinks, the cart, the golf.
Man, thank goodness for guys like the owners at Western Lakes.
Absolutely.
Man, I want to be on the air thanking them.
Yeah.
Because they're fully invested in having this thing run well and run right. And they understand the first annual. We just did this a month ago. So it's going to be not nearly as big as it's going to be in the second annual. But again, Monday, October 14th from 4 to 6, you're going to get speed golf. It's $50. It includes the golf, the cart, some food, a drink ticket or two, and great fun. And we're raising money, obviously a really a good cause. And you know what? Matthew Rittner, he gave his life protecting our community. And the least we can do is help his wife. She's got two kids.
Right.
And she'll be raising these kids on her own. And again, these guys that protect our community aren't great at putting together fundraisers. So I want to thank Dwayne Mosley. I want to thank Bob Chapman, because you guys are spearheading this thing. Monday, October 14th from 4 to 6, you can go to this, go to matt.golfgenius.com. And $50 to play golf and get a cart and some food with the proceeds. Will be going directly to his widow and their family, and we need to raise some money for her, brother.
Yeah, we need to step up, and we can't let her ever feel like she's been forgotten.
Right, and she will not be.
No,
you will not. I know. I've known you now long enough. You're not going to let that happen. And for you know, you worked in a very tough profession, brother. And each Sunday that we talk about this, I know it's very emotional for you because you never wanted to lose a brother the way you guys lost. This guy, I read that article, you know, this guy's trying to apologize. He thought he was, you know, like self, he was trying to, whatever he was trying to do. I don't need to give him any play, but I'm glad that he's going to be gone for the rest of his life, and he can think about what he did. That still doesn't bring Matthew Rittner back. Bob, it's good to see you. Thanks for
good
coming
in. Good to
see
you, too. And I want to thank you and the station and New Berlin guys for giving me a few minutes and all your sponsors who are jumping in. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, Monday, October 14th, first annual Matthew Rittner Golf Outing. We're going to raise money for his wife and his two kids. He knew of one of them before he passed, and now with the second, Caroline needs the help. And we're going to definitely help her. And a lot of these guys that protect our community are going to be out there as well, and I thank them for that. Monday, October 14th, again, you can go to matt.golfgenius.com. Call me here at the station. If you want to get involved as a player, if you want to donate some money, if you're a sponsor and wants to donate some stuff that we can make some money at, all of it.
We still have a few holes for sale for $50 to sponsor a hole. If they want their logo up on a hole, they can certainly get a hold of you or us.
Could you put me down for one? I got one.
Okay, yeah, no problem, Mike. Yeah, thank you.
It'll be the Mike McGivern, Ryan McMillan hole or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
We can split that.
If New Berlin West gets a win, maybe we'll even put them on. We'll see. But right now, please lock in one of those
holes.
All right,
thank you.
It'll be the radio station here. We'll do one, and we'll do it for this show. And thank you so much. It's good to see you. Thanks for the good work on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your time.
Yeah, you bet. Let's get to an early break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more. Ben Chosik, we haven't talked much about the rest of the team. That's what I want to talk about. We've talked about these four guys, and we talked to our student athlete, but I want to talk about some of the other guys that make this team go, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by local Pick and Save stores. Boy, we've had kind of an emotional day with these two things going on, but I wanted Bob Chapman to come in. Again, it's next Monday, so I didn't want to wait till next Saturday to do this. And certainly, you know, the whole Team Emma thing's going on today. Then Monday the 14th is his first annual Matthew Rittner Golf Outing at Western Lakes. And I want to thank Bob, and I want to thank Dwayne Mosley and the people at Western Lakes. I want to thank my client, my friends at Johnsonville, for donating the product that they're going to donate. Just a big deal. And you go out there, it's speed golf. My brother-in-law couldn't play in this because he takes way too long. My brother-in-law, he did three practice swings, then he looks again, three practice swings.
No way.
Then he sets his feet, addresses the ball. It takes forever. You know what? Just go up, see the shot, hit the shot.
Grip it and rip it.
See the shot, hit the shot, lose the ball. That's what right. I think. That's my deal right there. Hey, Ben, let's talk more about this team. And first of all, these four guys that you brought in, these are really good young men. Yeah, these are really good choices for you to bring in to be good ambassadors for the program. And their parents got to be proud. And you've really made a nice choice. Let's talk about the rest of this roster. Some of the kids, if we come out to watch New Berlin West play Brown Deer at Brown Deer on Friday, who else are we going to see and some of the guys that make this team go?
Well, I think the first kid you'll probably notice is Adam Siegel. Adam starts both ways, and he's, along with Jake in the backfield, kind of the focal point of our offense. He's a returning two-way all-conference player last year as a junior, and at one point here was one of the top rushers in the state of Wisconsin. Also starts at middle linebacker and is our leading tackler. I mean, does just about everything for us.
Is he a wrestler as well or what?
He's a baseball player.
He's a baseball kid. He's a
baseball player.
All right.
You know, and I think some other kids you notice, Aaron Sobush is a receiver or yep. slot back and defensive back. Again, multiple sport athlete, place winner in the pole vault last spring. Does a really nice job for us. You know, and up front, we've got a couple of three-year starters that are juniors, big guys, Jared Henricks and Paul Nettig, that have been playing offensive and offensive line for us. And then kind of a guy that does a little bit of all kinds of stuff on defense and special teams and flies around the field is a guy named Rudy Zavaleta. And he's just kind of an energizer bunny. He's always flying around, getting into things, and finding a way to get involved.
Boy, that's good. I the fact that you have some guys returning next year from the line is good. This is going to be a tough class to replace.
They are. You know, I feel like we've said that every year, but every year these kids keep stepping forward. This senior group is special to me because they are the first group that we've kind of seen them through from beginning to end. I've had a lot of these guys starting in eighth grade in class, and to see them now compared to where they were, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it's pretty fun.
Which one of these four are you most surprised at? Did you figure he'd be thrown out of the New Berlin School District when you coached in eighth grade? No answer, no question.
I'm going to decline that one.
No comment. Yeah. Why are you pointing at? Well, I see which one you're pointing at. Those wrestlers are always a little, no, he wasn't pointing at you. I'm just kidding. He's like, B, what you talking about? Hey, Coach Joe, do you teach in the New Berlin School District?
I do. I teach at West. I teach Phi Ed and Health, 8th through 12th grade. So it's a great opportunity to get to see these guys every day, have them in class, and see them off the field.
Yeah, that is important. I like the fact that you get a chance to then kind of, you know, what's going on in their lives. I'm sure, did you coach more than one sport? You're not a multi-sport coach, are you?
I do not. I oversee all the strength and conditioning programs when it's not the fall season. So okay. I'm really involved with that part of things in the winter and spring and summer.
And you get out, you come to basketball games. I mean, you're involved in the school, so you see all this stuff. You go to the baseball games and...
I try to get to as much as I can. Yeah. You know, I've got teenage kids myself, right. So we're running all over the place. You guys know how that operates. But I think it's important for our coaches and for me to be visible and involved so they know that we care not only about them as football players, but as people and the other things they're doing.
Hey, so Derek was saying, look, the atmosphere at our games it's off the charts, man. There's all this stuff going on now. Do you feel the difference that first year you were there to now?
Absolutely. I think if you were to walk into our school even, you know, 4 years ago and you walk into it now, it's just a different feel. The kids are connected. They're involved. They're coming to our game. They're going to other games, supporting each other, and it's just really an exciting time.
Hey, you had when we went back and forth about who to bring in, and you said these guys are part of the leadership council, we talk about that part. I know that – you know, servant leadership is something that you preach and you believe in. Can we talk a little bit about some of the things you guys are doing at New Berlin West when it comes to leadership stuff?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important things we did when we got here was put together this group of volunteers, basically, to say, yeah, we'd like to do more. One of the really neat things that we did this year is they helped us to promote a blood drive. And we got, you know, 60-some people come in and donate blood for the blood center. We ask them to, you know, for feedback on things when things are happening, what they're feeling, what the team chemistry is like. We ask them to get involved. They volunteer at local elementary schools. They help lead an activity that we do every fall where we go and rake leaves for people in the community. So it's really been great to see them embrace that and take charge of that stuff.
Hey, Ryan, when you hear about that and when you hear a coach that said, look, they have fully embraced this, you know, as coaches, we're doing more than just teaching these kids X and O's. And if you're anything worth your salt, you're doing that. And so I think the term servant leadership is hotter now than it has been in the past. Yep. And I think coaches understand the importance of it.
Absolutely. And anytime you can get your kids to start giving back to the community, we're creating better society members. And it's going to be better for all of us. I mean, not just a kid, but everybody. And I think as an administrator, you always try and preach that. You got to go a little bit of the extra mile because it's going to take a little bit more time on top of all the film study and everything else some of the coaches are doing. But when you're leading things like that, we're setting up a better society and making this world a better place, and that's ultimately what it's about.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, you've seen the movie Miracle? You guys seen that movie, that hockey movie? He says to those guys in the locker room, you were born to be hockey players. Well, you were born to be a football coach, right? Your dad was a heck of a football coach, and this is something you knew you wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, it's something I grew up with. I grew up on the sideline in Port Washington with my dad. And,
some great teams back then.
Really, really good teams. And, you know, I got an opportunity to play in college at La Crosse, but that was a choice because I knew I wanted to get into education and get into coaching.
How'd you guys do against Stevens Point, by the way?
Well, it might have been a different era, but I think we were undefeated against Stevens Point during that time.
I do always like to ask that since he's a Stevens Point guy sitting next to you. You know, sometimes it works out well for me where I can look at him and smirk a little bit, but I'm sorry. So growing up with your dad, you kind of knew this was your, right? This was the way you wanted to approach it. You learned a lot from him.
I did. You know, he's a great role model. A lot of the stuff about how I try and work with kids and conduct myself on a day-to-day basis is because of what I saw from him every day.
Right.
And that's been a huge influence for me.
Yeah, is he still, everything's?
He's doing great.
Yeah, does he come to games?
He's on a trip right now. He's retired and stuff like that. They're out, they were out in West Virginia. But they come to games. In fact, he just retired. He was with those Homestead guys coaching up until this year.
I was out with him last year and had a conversation with him. They asked me to come speak at they had a dinner, you know, for all the parents and the kids. They would do it like every Wednesday or something during the playoff run, and they asked me to come and be a guest speaker. So I got to do that, and I sat next to him and ate, and he's really proud of you. I'm just telling you, you know, he was really proud of you as a young man and as a coach, and it was cool to sit and talk to him. He has forgotten more about football than some of us will ever know. And how's he doing with retirement, okay?
I think pretty good. He goes to a game pretty much every Friday night. I'm not sure if my mom sends him out or if he's choosing. But, you know, he's enjoying being able to just go and enjoy football.
Yeah, he might be telling her he's just going for a loaf of bread or something like that. I remember Germantown was in the playoffs years ago, and I asked my wife on a Friday. I said, hey, you want to go have dinner? She's like, yeah. So I took her to a Mexican restaurant in Germantown. And we drove, and I'm like, oh, look, the lights are on. She's like, really? You set this up? And Phil Datke was there. And I'm walking out of the field to say hello to a couple of people, and Phil Datke in his golf cart came over. He said, is this your wife? I go, yeah. He goes, is it really? I go, yeah. He goes, she's way too cute for you. I go, yes, yeah, she is, no doubt. And she goes, you know, he took me to dinner, and we ended up here. I'm telling you, Phil Datke yelled at me for like 5 minutes. He goes, what are you doing? And I said, I took her to the Mexican restaurant, saw the lights on, thought I'd stop by. He said, that's not right. That's the kind of stuff your dad, I'm sure, is doing as well. When growing up with him as the head coach at Port Washington, did you certainly learned what it was to be a head football coach from him, right?
Well, he was actually Al Ernest's assistant for a long time.
Correct.
And then I didn't play for him as a head coach, but I did get to see what he did all the time as an assistant and learn from Al and, you know, how they carried themselves and how they did things. You know, I got really lucky to play for them and go to play for a Hall of Fame coach in lacrosse and Roger Herring and so and learn from a lot of great coaches, Keith Hensler and Tom Swiddle and, you know, just a lot of really good experiences.
The Port Washington back then, a little bit different nowadays. They struggle a little bit. I like John Bunny. I think he's a good guy. He does a nice job.
Yep.
The community's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Football isn't as important in the community as it was back then.
Yeah, you know, I think at that time it was a little bit more rural community, not as connected. You know, football was easy for a lot of kids because they went home to the farm and had to work afterwards.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was a big deal, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of those Friday nights and see that whole community come together.
Hey, thank you for coming in. Ryan, I'm going to – I guess every week now I kick you out at 11:45 because I want to talk to these football players from New Berlin West. I'm going to ask them their favorite memory. I thought we were going to do that 1 week, and I just really like the stories.
Absolutely.
And they're all different. You know, it goes from winning a big game to, you know, us – you know, fooling around on the bus after a win.
I got a feeling this quarterback's going to give you something good.
I'm real curious to hear what the answers
I think
are.
The wrestler, the linebacker. Look at him. Yeah. You don't think he minds hitting people? Yeah. I think they're all going to have. I think the lineman's going to be the tamest.
There you go.
I think the lineman's going to be. You know what? We won a game against Ike, and that's. I'm interested. You have an idea what they've got?
I have no idea what they're going to pick. I tell them all the time I've got a book that I write down all the goofy things that they say and do. So we might have a couple more entries into the book today. We'll see what happens.
You know, it's too bad that homecoming is tonight because we could have got one of these guys to call a girl and ask her to homecoming live on the radio. We've done that. It's been really good radio. The last one, the kid from Greendale, he called and the girl goes, no.
Tough.
What do you mean,
tough.
No? And all of a sudden she goes, I'm just kidding. What did it take you? Why did it take you so long? He was like, man, I almost had to retire. And then actually last week or 2 weeks ago, right? The kid from Menominee Falls, I got the chance to meet the girl he asked because he was our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. Really a nice, cute girl. And he was like, this is the girl I called. They were yelling at her. She was at work. They were saying, hey, get off the phone and get back to work. And she's like, I'm on the radio. They're like, no, you're not. Get on the hang up the phone. And she's like, yeah, I'll go to homecoming with you. So it worked out. Well, we could have got one of these guys to do it for sure. And maybe not the lineman, but that quarterback would have done it for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, it's good to see you.
Great to be here. Thank
you. Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
It's great to be here.
On the other side of the break, four seniors from New Berlin West going to tell us their favorite memory. And they got a lot of football to be played yet. But their favorite memory so far of being in this New Berlin West program, whether it's when they were in grade school or here in high school, and we'll hear from them on the other side. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside four seniors, four captains, leaders of this New Berlin West football team. And we're going to ask them for their favorite memory of being part of this team. And we're going to start, who are we starting with? Luke?
Yep.
Luke, before we start with this, your mom and dad's name?
Trisha and Marshall.
Trisha and Marshall, they come to games?
Yeah, every single game.
Yeah? They've been cheering for you for a long time.
Yeah, a long time, a lot of years.
Who's louder?
Definitely my mom.
Trisha gets after a little bit?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. It's Marshall saying, hey, enough now. Trisha, be quiet over there. Well, that's good. Do you know what's going on next year, by the way?
I'm probably going to go to lacrosse or something for college.
Do you want to play football at the next level?
I don't think so, no.
No, you want to get to school and start your life at that point. Your favorite memory of being part of New Berlin West football program is what?
So after we beat Eisenhower, we were coming back to the fan section on the sideline, and me and my buddy Rudy, the other linebacker on the team, we ran over and grabbed the big trophy for the game.
Right.
That we hadn't had the trophy all of our high school career.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we finally got it, and me and him ran over and we brought it back to the fans, and that's the best moment.
That would be my favorite moment.
Yeah.
The fans went nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, was that game played at your place?
Yeah, that was a home game.
Oh. You know, I do the Thursday Night Lights thing, right? I'm the sideline reporter for the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week. And a couple of years ago, we would call and try to get to Ike, New Berlin West game. And we were told they didn't want to move it to Thursday. We promote and celebrate what the school districts are doing. You guys could play them on Tuesday morning at 7 in the morning, and it would be packed, right?
Yeah.
So I wish we could have gotten that one. That would have been a great one to have on Thursday. You know what? That would have been – to watch you run over, grab that trophy would have been – that would have been fun for me to watch. Joey D'Amato, your favorite memory for being – now, I hope I didn't jinx you. Your favorite memory being part of New Berlin West football is what?
Well, it's probably the Ike game also.
Yeah.
It was awesome because I was really good friends with a lot of the kids that are on the Ike program too, and the youth programs, baseball especially. I pretty much played for a full team that was Ike kids, and I was like the only West kid on there.
Man.
So it was really cool to play with them on the same field and
beat them.
Yeah, and beat them pretty much the first time.
The guy you were going against, who's a defensive lineman, did you know him pretty well?
Oh, yeah. I knew Isaac Freichels. I've known him for a while, and he's pretty good. So
is it harder? Did you get more up for a game? I mean, not just because it's Ike, but because you know the kid? And is it, if you get a chance to pancake him, no matter how well you know him, you're going to pancake him, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's pretty fun, but I just want to be really respectful to them, too, and help them up and everything, because that's all I wanted to do that game. So
you're a nice young man, I'm telling
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, you are. Mary and Craig are smiling right now. Mary's like, that's my boy right there. That's my boy. Jake, what's going on? Got to ask you for your mom and dad's name.
Oh. My parents are Holly and Joe.
Holly and Joe. proud of you, I bet.
Yeah. My dad likes to get on me after games for mistakes, but my mom, she's my biggest supporter.
Yeah, that's, you know what? Your dad does that truly out of love. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Truly out of love. I was one of those two get on. My son would go, look, I can play in a gym that's completely full and I can't hear my coach, and you're at the top of the bleachers and I can hear you. And I go, no, you can't. He'd be like, you said, are you ever going to hit a shot tonight? Are you ever going to defend tonight? Are you going to make a good pass? I said, oh, man, you can hear all that? Yes, I can. You know what? Holly just hugs you and says you played good.
Yeah, she does. I can hear her during the game. She's like the loudest person in the bleachers.
They're going to miss this, man. You guys are going to miss playing. What's going on with you next year? Do you know?
Right now, I really don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about maybe playing football at the next level. Or I might just go to like Madison or lacrosse just to study.
School-wise, you're good?
Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what's going on next year?
I've had a lot of options. I've also looked into going into the Air Force ROTC program.
Good for you.
Yeah, but lacrosse is in my options. I've had a bunch of schools. I also want to play baseball at the upper.
What position do you play?
Third base.
Yeah?
Third
you base. Can pick it a little bit and throw it? And
yeah, I guess so.
You're a Brewer fan?
Oh, for sure. It was a heartbreak.
That was just painful. Yeah. I can't even talk about it. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
I've got to just move on. Yeah. Stuff like that. Jake, your favorite memory?
You know, this is kind of a little different than the Ike one, because obviously that was amazing being Ike. But my favorite memory is freshman year. And, Coach, I'm not sure if you're going to remember this, but I had like a 40-yard run, scored a touchdown. And Coach is yelling at me. And he yells at me the next day. And I just think Coach hates me. and he calls me into his office after practice, after yelling at me. And he says, Jake, you have all the talent in the world. You just have to learn to play within the system that he wants to run. And it was Coach's first year there. And we hadn't really had good systems like before that in youth.
Right.
And him telling me that really changed like my whole perspective of football, and I think even carrying into this year, just being more of a system player and really buying into the program just changed how I played.
That's big for a freshman, because you know what, you're right. At that age, you think, Coach is yelling at me, he must hate me. But I always tell kids, you should only worry when I stop yelling at you. Because when I stop yelling at you, that might mean that, look, I've probably given up. That's a really good one. Thank you for that. Okay, young wrestling boy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You got yours all figured out, Mr. Derek Ryan?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me your favorite memory being part of this program.
So, I obviously have to go with Eisenhower in that play, in the final play, but I'm going to go more in depth, like, the camaraderie in the locker room.
Yeah.
So, like, even from, like, when I was a sophomore, just, like, the seniors were just kind of, like, opening with, like, open arms, like, welcome to, like, the team, and, like, this is kind of how we do it. And we have this thing in our locker room is what we do, like, if there's something funny that happens at practice, like there's a weird quote, we put like what's called like hashtags like on like the board.
Yeah.
So like we have the board, the whiteboard just filled with like hashtags and just like things, awkward things that happened at practice or just like funny things or just like memorable things. And by the end of the year, that thing is just full of like memories and quotes and on there.
Take a picture of it this year.
Okay, I will.
You know what? No, take a picture of it and hang on to that. I'm going to tell this story really quickly because we're out of time. Was at Maguanago for a Thursday night game, and a 25-year-old guy came up to me and said, look, I played at Maguanago, first team all conference, second team all state, and I would give you anything I own except my dog or my car to get one more week of high school football. I don't want just the game. I want Monday to Thursday and a Friday night home game, and I want you to tell seniors to take snapshots in their head and understand how much they're going to miss it. So you know what? Guys, take care of your business. Don't do anything stupid tonight. Have fun, but don't ruin. You guys are on a nice roll. You know what? Be leaders in this school, leaders in this program. Take care of business the rest of the way. It's nice to meet you guys. Thank you very much.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Man, this has been great. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.